Okay, so to get to the Lamaisa issues of last week's shiur, we spoke about Tzachar Shabbos. And just to summarize a couple things that we spoke about. So we spoke about the Isser of Tzachar Shabbos, which is an Isser to make money on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do something and be paid for your work on Shabbos. And that's an Isser on the Mekabel. That's what we spoke about. And then we had two explanations for why that should be. So either the reason for the Tzachar Shabbos is part of the general idea of Mekach Memka, like Rashi says, we're not supposed to have business transactions. Or we had a Chiddush from Rav Chaim, and Rav Chaim says that the Isser of Tzachar Shabbos is not a problem of Mekach Memka, but the Isser is that it creates Melacha Midrabanan. So that normally, let's say you're babysitting, L'mashal, so you're babysitting, you're not doing any Melacha. Says Rav Chaim, if you get paid to babysit, that turns your whatever you're doing into being considered malacha. So it's not merely a problem of the monetary transaction, but it's getting paid changes what you do, you know, something that's not a violation of the Ramat Tess Malachos, so that changes it into malacha. And we also, another principle that we saw at work, whatever the Shabbos and the Shabbos, so we saw the principle of Havla, based on the Gemara Bava Metzia, and that is if you're not getting, if the payment is not specified for Shabbos, it's not a problem. Even though in reality you're getting paid for Shabbos, but you're hired to do work for a week. One of those days is Shabbos, and you are calculating Shabbos in, but it's not specified, it would not be a problem with Shabbos. Shabbos is only a problem if you specify it as payment for Shabbos. So those were there's a couple principles, and then we saw Machlokas, we've shown him, whether Shabbos applies to Makom Mitzvah. We spoke a little bit about why that should be. So the question becomes, so obviously to do work that's not a mitzvah is not going to be permitted to do to be paid for unless it's done by Havla. But what about mitzvahs? So in Shulchan Aruch, if you look at the last source number 13, so that's the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. So the Shulchan Aruch says, "Anota schar litkoa shofar Rosh Hashanah," a person takes. This is, we didn't start that yet, but we're doing this soon. Just finishing up Lamaisa of last year. So Hanotel Schar Litzkoa B'Shof Rosh Hashanah, Ogedil Espal, if you hire a Baltokei, hire a Chazen, or a Targim, the Shabbos V'Yantif, or to do the Miturgamon for the Kriyas of Torah, Shabbos V'Yantif, Eino Roa Meosa Schar Simen Bracha. So you're not going to get reward from that Bracha. The tour actually, so you're not going to get Bracha from that from that payment. The tour is pretty strong and you can't do this, but the Lashon Shulchan Aruch is a little bit parv. Is not so strong. That's okay. Disappeared. So the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is not so strong, and in Shulchan Aruch, if you go back to source number 8, which is in Hilchos Shabbos, okay, when it's in Hilchos Shabbos, so the Shulchan Aruch quotes two deos, whether you're allowed to hire a chazan on Shabbos. And that was in Hilchos Shabbos. And the Aruch HaShulchan points out that the reason the Shulchan Aruch is a little vague, even though if you look at the Makoros, the tour is pretty strong that you shouldn't be allowed to hire people on Shabbos, even if it's Bar Mitzvah. The Aruch HaShulchan says the Beis Yosef must have seen that the minhag was l'hakel to hire a chazanim for Shabbos and Yom Tov, and therefore you want to come off too strong and leaves it at two days. And Adiyom Hazeh, as we know, the minhag does continue to hire people to do certain things on Shabbos. Question is there more to rely on than merely relying on the fact that they're making the Makom Mitzvah? So if you want to have a job as a chazan, you want to have a job as a youth director, you want to have, youth director is not such a good example, but let's say youth leader on Shabbos, all these things, what can we say about it? So what are the other possibilities we make other than merely saying it's a Makom Mitzvah, which does have that in Rishonim, but it's not so part of the Shulchan Aruch. So the simple way out is the Rama already mentioned back in source 8. The Rama mentions about Chazanim. So the Rama there says, "Imsachru l'shana l'chodesh u'kul yom asharis." If you hire them, you know, you hire a Chazan to work for the year. You hire someone to work for a month. That would not be a problem. Practically, what does that mean for us? Let's say you're not hired by the shul as a chazan, but you're coming in for Yom Tov to be a chazan. So what should that mean? You're hired for Rosh Hashanah to be down for the Yom Rosh Hashanah. Where's the Havla? So the I think there's such a minhag. Shai Shechter told me this. He heard once there's such a minhag. There's a minhag for the chazan apparently to daven slichos. That the chazan who's hired for Hashanah and Kippur should daven at least one of the slichos during the week. Because if he's paid to daven slichos, so once that's the case, that he's hired to be the bal tefila for Yom Nirayim. And we spoke about some of the details last time about how it can't be that you can take it back in the middle. It's, you know, you pay no matter what happens. So then that would be okay. So that's why Shai Shechter, I think, is machted on, I don't even know if he gets paid. But he was once telling me that because to keep his minna, he's machted to daven slichos on like Yom Kippur, the shortest one, okay? He does it. So the Shom Zaman has a hara. He says, you can't just get up and daven mincha on Erev Rosh Hashanah. He said, it has to be realistic. No one would ever pay a chazan for mincha on Erev Rosh Hashanah. So that's, you can't call, that's just, it's not true that you're the halal. You're not being paid for anything to do on call. So it's got to be slichos, which is already something chashav. You know, okay, usually you don't hire someone, but it would be out of the, you know, out of the realm of possibility to hire someone so you can call that havlah. It's shayach that you get paid for sleep. But, you know, davening erev mincha, that mincha erev yontif, that wouldn't count. So that's a ha'ara in terms of how to make the havlah. But the Mishnah Brura mentions that, notes that the minhag l'maisa is not this way. So the minhag, and I think still obvious that the minhag is we hire chazanim to daven Shabbos only, and people are hired to sing at bar mitzvahs on Shabbos only, and other sorts of things. So is there what something else to rely on, or is it only this maybe minority shita and rishonim about makom mitzvah? Any other suggestions? What did they tell us to say? That's the svar of the Nekilim. It is the svar of the Nekilim that Beis Yosef presents, but that's the other reason I'm arguing that. Meaning, with assuming that there wouldn't be a heter makom mitzvah, is there another way out? So the Mishnah Brura makes a suggestion that's actually alluded to earlier in the Mishnah Brura in the first source. He says it again later in Sukkot Chav Dalet when he talks about a chazan. He says, if you give it derech matana, it's mutter. So Aruch HaShabbos is bothered. He says, what do you mean derech matana is mutter? I hire you, Matthew, I hire you to work in my shul on Shabbos. And then, okay, we don't talk about payment, and I, you know, or whatever, I say, Matthew, I'm not going to pay you, but I'll give you a gift after Shabbos. That's a joke. You just undid the whole Shkar Shabbos. You know, you could get out of, there's no Shkar Shabbos anymore. You could always give a gift. So it doesn't work that Aruch HaShabbos bothered. It doesn't seem right that just giving a gift is not a problem, because if you give a gift, so then that in effect is really payment for what the person's doing. But Aruch HaShabbos suggests that when we talk about giving a matana, it has to be something that's realistic, that you wouldn't be getting paid, and then this is a matana. So he says, you know, he suggests that you hire a chazan. So, people don't have to be able to say, I don't think that I should, or maybe that. But anyway, let's say it wouldn't be crazy to have a chazan that doesn't get paid. So you have a chazan that gets up to down for the Amit. Good, he does his thing. They didn't say anything. And then, a week later, they give him a matana. You could call that a matana. You could say, well, that's not really payment. It's not really he was being paid to do that work on Shabbos. You give him a matana afterwards. But if it's something that, you know, to be a waiter, no one is a waiter unless they're getting paid to be a waiter. I usually, like here in the calf, so they get paid. What the heck, they're in the calf? So they start before Shabbos. So probably they do some things before Shabbos. They do have law, probably. Oh, you did? Okay. There you go. So they start before Shabbos. So they're getting paid for the work on Shabbos. They get paid for before Shabbos, and it's all good. But let's say you're just a waiter, only Shabbos day. They call you on Shabbos day to be a waiter. So, in that case, you can't say, we're not talking about payment. No, talk about it, and then like a week later, I'll give you a matana. That's a joke. Everyone knows that's payment for what you get on Shabbos. It's not a matana, it's payment. So that's Aruch HaShabbos kind of touches up on that suggestion. Mishnah Brura has of giving matana. He says it's got to be realistic. It's got to be in a kind of a way where maybe you worked for a lot of days and, you know, you can't make it a matana or something you wouldn't normally get paid for, and then or it's possible you're not getting paid for, but if something's so obviously being paid for, and then it wouldn't work. Yes.
What about when like babies are in where, like, people do
babies to
not
right.
Or
could be. So might depend on context. Might depend on context. This is a Charlotte. But let's say you just go over to your neighbor's house and you're helping out, you know, just in the afternoon, and then they give you a matana, that probably would be okay. But you're right. If you're running a gan in the afternoon, you know that's hard to call that a matana. They give you something else. That's a suggestion. A third suggestion, for again another kula other than just relying on makamitzas, is suggested by is. Apparently, the Rav Chaim himself said, in that I was alluding to last time, the Orach HaShabbos is also in the fancy new Chumash HaGraph, they have a footnote, they have a ha'ara there from Rav Shmuel Orbach. Rav Shmuel Orbach says he heard from his father, that a Masorah from Rav Chaim, that his whole shtick of Torah will defend the Minhag Olam of Chazanim. Why? Says because you have certain things, and how to draw a line, I'm not exactly sure, that you have certain things that you can't ever consider that work. If a person's davening for the Amud, right? What was Rav Chaim's svara? Rav Chaim's svara is, let's say you're a waiter, and then you get paid to be a waiter on Shabbos. So waiting tables is now malacha. But to get paid to wait tables, that changes it. That's already considered a malacha. You give it the chashivas of malacha by being paid. But, says the from Rav Chaim, to daven for the Amud, that's work. Could that ever be considered malacha? To daven for the Amud, like what is that kodesh like that? Could that be considered malacha? He says, davening for the Amud can never be considered malacha. And because my whole shtickle Torah, that's the whole reason why it's a problem. It's only a problem because I'm changing what you're doing to malacha. You can have certain things that are immune from the problem of Star Shabbos. That's what's cool there. In the name of Rishon Zaman from Rav Chaim. Yes.
I don't know if it's like too cute to be real, but okay,
that's nice. That's I don't know if that's going to help me for this, because all these things are not malacha. That's what I'm going to tell you, it's not malacha. But that'll be on derech melisa, I would say. I don't know if that's going to work. But also to get over, the stomach would be a similar thing. That is something that's something like that. That's like kula ruchni. So that is not considered malacha. That's another suggestion. And the last suggestion is the following. The Nod Yehuda has a tshuva. If a woman goes to the mikvah on Friday night, is she allowed to pay the mikvah? The mikvah, they make money. You know, they make some money for their work. So, I'm not sure. I was wondering this, it's not as that. They're really even making money. The mikvah is everything just for the upkeep. They're not getting paid to rent out the mikvah to the mikvah. But back in the day, there were bathhouse attendants who, this was their parnasa. And mikvah. I think now they're community non-profit organizations. You're right. I don't know. It's interesting. I'm not sure if that would play a role. But it's interesting if that would be a factor. It's possible. But certainly back in the day, you know, who deals with tshuva, where he had a bathhouse attendant, so he's making money off his mikvah. So then he says, you're allowed to pay to go to the mikvah. So one thing though, he says, okay, yeah, it's Mogul Mitzvah, so it's not Schar Shabbos, it's fine. One answer, the Od Yeshomer, and the Sheva Levi points out, we'd like to have an Od Yeshomer, the Od Yeshomer, because even Mogul Mitzvah, the Kula Mogul Mitzvah, is not such a Gishmar Kula, because as we saw, the Shulchan Aruch HaYitzchak Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, and it also in the Bracha. So, I'm not sure, then I saw a discussion in Achronim, what is in the Bracha, like, do you lose out on that money, or if you invest that money, you'll make money. Right, so it's not so gishmak to have money made with Tanner Rosen and Bracha. So we want to have another reason. The Nod Yehuda says a different answer. He says the following. Even back in the day when you pay the bathhouse attendant, let's say you're paying $20 to go to the mikvah. So what goes into those $20? So some of that is to pay him so you can make money off the mikvah. Good. That's potentially Schar Shabbos. But included in those $20 is also payment for the heat and the wood that goes into the, to make the fire, to heat up the mikvah, other kinds of expenses. So says the Dod Yehuda, that's Havla. Because the payment is a combination of payment for him to make money, which is the Schar Shabbos component of it, but also payment for the services, which that's not Schar Shabbos. You're allowed to, it's clear in Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to, let's say a Jew, let's say someone wants to buy something off you, so you're not allowed to talk about buying and selling, but if I want to, you know, sell my sefer to someone so I can give, let's say, maybe it's not such a good example, so let's say food. So someone wants to buy food off me, so we can have an understanding that he'll take the food and he'll pay me back for the food after Shabbos. So that's Schar Shabbos. The buying and selling here is not Schar Shabbos. So we're buying and selling here, or we're exchanging money for the cost of the fuel, so that suggests to Nodi Yehuda, that's already Havla, because that's permitted. Taking that to Chazanim, the Aruch HaShulchan says, so Aruch HaShabbos has problems with that Nodi Yehuda, but that's what Nodi Yehuda says. And that seems to be his maskana. And the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Osner, he quotes that Nodi Yehuda, and others go with this Nodi Yehuda. It's in the Shmir Shabbos as well. It says Aruch HaShulchan, you may have heard of this tour. Let's say a person is hired to be a Balkore on Shabbos. So you're hired to learn on Shabbos. So you're not, there's no doing anything on Chol, you're not doing any work. But says Aruch HaShulchan, but you've paired on Chol. So your payment, when you get paid, whatever the going rates are these days, $75 to lane and shul. So why are they paying you $75? They're paying you $75 so you can make some money, but they're also paying you $75 because they know that you're putting in time and effort during the week to prepare the laning. So that's a portion of that payment goes towards that consideration of that expense for lack of a making, you know, schar batal, we say, of preparing during the week. So just Aruch HaShulchan, that could be considered havla, because the payment is not merely making money, but the payment is for the preparation done during Chol. The Aruch HaShabbos, I think, has two places. When he quotes the Nod Yehuda, he questions the Nod Yehuda. He quotes Aruch HaShulchan, he questions the Aruch HaShulchan, because who says you can divide up payments? You know, just one payment. But Lemaisa, the Nod Yehuda says this, and the Aruch HaShulchan says this. Kitzer, at the end of the day, the minhag is to be makel or Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv has a tshuva where he says that even if the Jewish Mishnah quotes from Kovas Tshuvos, says at the end of the day, if you, let's say you have a speech, you get hired to speak someone on Shabbos, and you have no other kula, you say you didn't need to prepare, you know the speech cold, and you're not doing anything before, and they're not doing matana, they just want to pay you, and okay, you're not going to assume that your time is a big finish. You don't have any of these kula, says Rabbi Yashiv, we can rely on the mekilim about getting paid to do a mitzvah on Shabbos. It's not so gishmak as we said, the annual bracha, but the maestro says, well, actually, we can be somech on that, but obviously, as Rosner points out, so in order, we want to have some bracha also from the money that we make, so we should try as much as we can to try to get one of these either havla, because we're actually doing something important that we're being paid for, or havla, at least preparation, or to make it into a matana situation where, you know, we kind of don't talk about it and leave it as a matana after. But these are preferable, but if push comes to shove, if you're stuck, the minhag is to rely on the Rishonim, hold that Malcolm, it's over.